Our application went in at a time after we had a lot of damage done with the storm at the beginning of the year. So we had applied to upgrade and to repair our tunnels and the glass house that we had. So we haven't seen the contract yet, but I take it that what I call what's involved in that tranche of funding is to upgrade one of the and repair one of the tunnels and to sort out the glass in the glass house.
And these are small, modest, but highly important projects within their local communities.
Oh, absolutely. I think whenever you look at the list of projects that were successful and you look at the allocation of funding, you know, you kind of think of that concept of the loaves and fishes, you know, and that's the challenge for the County Council and the Department is how do you spread this out and make it go as far as it can go. I suppose when you look at our project that we had applied to purchase the glass as part of this funding because we had over nearly 100 panes of glass smashed. So we had to. So when you purchase the glass, we do that work ourselves. The staff, we've very highly skilled staff who actually replace the glass. So it's not as if we're buying glass and then that's covering the purchase of the glass plus somebody else coming in to buy it or to do the work. It's not. So you're looking at money that with a little bit of funding actually is community groups have a knack of being able to stretch funding as far as possibly they can to benefit the works on the ground and to benefit the community.